And 9:45 on a Wednesday morning and 82 degrees. Continuing our Community Connection series this morning on AM 1400, talking Election Day politics. Of course, the primary is coming up on Tuesday. You have the opportunity to cast an early ballot starting tomorrow. I have the opportunity this morning to talk with candidate Kevin Hearn, candidate for District 1 congressional seat. Good morning, Mr. Hearn. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Charlie, so good to talk to you as always. I was just thinking that this is like our 17th time to be on your show. You've been so great to all the candidates to get us on, no matter what the race is, to really educate the listeners. So greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. It's a responsibility I try to take seriously and get as much credible information out to the voters as possible. Kevin, it's been, like you said, it's been a long time for your race. The candidates involved themselves early. At least most of the names on the list involved themselves early because of the possibility that Mr. Bridenstine could have been named to NASA a lot earlier than he was. And many of you were expecting, as I think I was, a much earlier election to fill that vacant seat. But we're talking Election Day politics now, and it is a candidate field, and you are among the voices out there asking people to vote. Kevin, again, going just back to basics, and I know you have a friend along the line we want to say hi to as well, but again, this is the longest job interview. I know McDonald's didn't interview for you for this long, and most of the other jobs, I don't think you had this long a job interview. What's so special about District 1 Congress that makes you want it so badly?
Well, Charlie, you know, I've spent a lifetime of hiring people, you know, creating jobs across all spectrums, probably most well-known from a McDonald's and helping get people get on the first rung of the ladder and start learning how to work. But, you know, across a lot of different small businesses, from real estate development to banking to manufacturing. But, you know, I just really gotten frustrated because what we know and what we've seen just in a short period of time here in this last year is when Americans get back to work, and, you know, jobs are created, Americans get back to work, the economy will work, this free market principles, free enterprise, it works. It's the way our economy will work in this country, and it helps us, you know, to fund our military, to start reducing our debt, get after this, you know, this crazy deficits we have. But, you know, one of the things with this long race has given us a true opportunity, especially for a person like me who's a true outsider, a person that's been really busy and still busy to this day. I still have the same businesses, is to get to meet a lot of wonderful people and share our story. And, you know, about a year ago, I had the opportunity to go to a Tulsa men's Republican Men Club meeting that a gentleman by the name of Pastor Rafael Cruz was speaking at, and I didn't know much about him and had a chance to go listen. And for those who don't know in your listening area, that's Senator Ted Cruz's father. And when you get a chance to listen to him just a minute, you're going to see where Senator Cruz gets his passion for this country, this passion for God in this country. And it was really an opportunity for me to share my story to the people who were there in attendance and for him to listen to who I was, and all the candidates were there as well. So with that, I've got Pastor Cruz with me. He's in town for yesterday and today to do a little kickoff. We did a 7-day kickoff event last night, and then also he went with me over to the Tulsa County GOP meeting. And so he's got a chance to meet a lot of the folks here in the Tulsa area, and we were hoping it would work out to get him up to Bartles of the day, but as you know, time has been crunched. So I'm going to turn over to Pastor Cruz, and he can tell you a little bit about our relationship.
Well, thank you very much.
Charlie, it's so great to be with you.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your time and your commitment to, again, a candidate of your choice. And you apparently have found someone that at least in most, I don't think any two people agree on everything, but someone that you can agree with on the important issues. Is that a fair statement, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was in Tulsa about a year ago, I was at this meeting. All the candidates were there, and I had the opportunity to listen to all the candidates for this congressional district. And one person just stood up, and that was Kevin Hearn. I mean, Kevin Hearn had the right message. He's a tremendous communicator. But beyond that, he had solutions. He was not talking about, you know, pie in the sky. You know, the Word of God says, Jesus said, ye shall know them by their fruits. And he wasn't talking about what he was going to do. He was talking about what he has done and how he has not only helped thousands upon thousands of young people trying to start their first job and help them move up the economic ladder to achieve the American dream, but being a consensus builder, trying to, you know, communicate and get a consensus among more than 3,500 franchisees of McDonald's, all across this nation, and he is a man that in Congress will be able to communicate effectively. He's a true conservative, but I'll tell you one of the things that I really like about Kevin Hearn. His word is his bond. What he says is what he will do, and I think the people of Oklahoma can be confident that Kevin Hearn is a man of his word. And I'll tell you, I am so excited to see someone like that to come to Congress and help bring forth the policies that will continue to expand this tremendous economic boom that we have seen in the last year and a half. And I'll tell you, we talk about the tax bill and how this has turned economic opportunity and job creation, but we need to continue that boom. And to continue that boom, we need to have someone in Congress that understands how to navigate in a sea of regulations, how to fight against those regulations, because he's been doing that for many, many years. He has the heart of the small business community across this nation, across Oklahoma, and small businesses is the heart of what it takes to continue this boom. And so I think Kevin will be a man that will do tremendous things for District 1 in Oklahoma, and I think he will do great things, not just for Oklahoma, but for America as a whole. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited that I know my son is going to have a colleague in the House that is going to be as passionate, as driven, and as effective as my son has been in the Senate. I am really excited and pleased to be able to endorse Kevin Hearn for Congress, and I'm looking forward to a victory for him, not only next Tuesday, but onto a runoff if there's one.
Well, I think just counting the number of faces in that are represented on the ballot, I would be very surprised, pleasantly surprised, but I think I would be surprised if there was not going to be a runoff. When you talk about the relationship you have with your son, Pastor, is it fair to say, they may not agree, but at least would it be fair to say that you would provide an introduction to your son for Mr. Hearn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they're two men that think alike in a lot of areas, and I think they will be able to collaborate with each other. You know, my son is one congressman, one senator that works very closely with the House. He spends a lot of time in the House to make sure that they have a consensus on bills even before they get to the Senate. And I'm sure Kevin Hearn is going to be one that my son is going to be able to work with extremely effectively, because they're both great conservatives, they're both great patriots and people that love America, and I'm just excited about seeing that come to pass.
Well, it was a very hot afternoon when your son filled an auditorium here in Bartlesville at Oklahoma Wesleyan University when his bus rolled into town as part of his presidential campaign. And Kevin, I get the feeling that you have been able to generate a lot of that same type of excitement when you talk with people.
Absolutely, Charles. You know, right now what's going on in America, you know, times are different, candidates for different times, and we fought for 8 years. We had the right candidates there that are right congressmen and women there and senators to fight that fight. And, you know, what we're seeing right now is this economy getting unleashed. And, you know, one of the things that the pastor and I were talking about yesterday is how Senator Cruz and the president are working so hand-in-hand to get things done in America. And, you know, what right now we see is, you know, Congress needing people that have experienced business principles that can support our president. You know, we've had a real struggle, and the president's been very frustrated with the House, especially in really supporting his ideas of making America great again. And so I look forward to that opportunity. Obviously, take nothing for granted. We have to continue to work every single day right up until the polls close on Tuesday, getting out the vote, getting out people who want to, you know, have somebody like me in Congress. I had an opportunity yesterday at lunch to meet a fairly good-sized group of leaders in Bartlesville and answered questions for about 45 minutes around all of the things that relate to getting Americans to work. You know, how do we secure our border? How do we community verified prevent from hiring illegal immigrants in this country. And, you know, the things like that that really matter to business owners, you know, how do we get this economy continuing to crank up, not just through executive order, but through actual legislation so that it's consistent and it's predictable, which has been the really the biggest problem for all businesses, is that in the past, everything has been done through executive order. And when you do that, businesses have uncertainty, and uncertainty in the job creation world is terrible, something you can't count on. And so I look forward to those opportunities and just bring in, you know, a person with myself that has business experience for over 20 years of fighting these regulations and dealing with Obamacare and immigration issues, bringing real solutions to Congress.
Well, Kevin, if you were sitting in the studio, you'd know I'd have a smile on my face as I say this. But wait a minute, Kevin, you want Congress to pass the laws, not the president? I don't understand.
You know, if we talk about regular order all the time. You know, one of our biggest issues with our national debt and our ongoing crazy deficits we have each year is that we don't do the regular appropriations process. You know, the president puts the budget out, House and Senate come together, and we reconcile it, but we never actually fund it. And then we get into this crazy, you know, omnibus bills and continuing resolutions, and we don't do what the people tell us that we're up there to do, the simple things like pass a budget, fund it. And the last time we did that was 1996. That's when we have continually seeing these growing deficits, which is added to the debt. And until we get back to regular order of doing what we're supposed to be the fundamental thing, then, you know, we're going to always have a problem. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm in the position that if we don't do our fundamental, like get a budget, we shouldn't getting paid as congressmen and women up there. And, you know, that's a problem. You know, that's a fundamental problem. We should demand that. And I've been passing, you know, creating budgets and funding them for years. You know, I don't have the ability to be deficit spending. And so, you know, we need the people to go to Washington, D.C. that have actually had to handle billion-dollar budgets. You know, the pastor talked about me traveling the country helping franchisees. I worked on multi-billion-dollar budgets, you know, sitting at the boardroom of Walmart, negotiating deals between Walmart, a $400 billion market cap company, and McDonald's, a $150 billion market cap company. You add one more zero to a lot of their budgets, you're talking about the national budget. So I've seen it. I've seen the power plays at hand. And, you know, 2016, when I left this role as the CFO of the McDonald's franchisees, we had the best year in McDonald's, both for the corporation and for the franchisees. And that's why I get tremendous support from all those folks out there that know about that, that are job creators. So, again, Charlie, you've just been so special allowing the candidates to come on and tell their stories. And I think mine's different than everybody else's, being the only job creator in the race, the only person who's had to deal with these firsthand. The guy that pees everybody else first before he gets paid, signing both sides of the paycheck. So every regulation that comes down has a tremendous impact on my family first before it impacts my people that work for me.
Well, Kevin, I've got about 90 seconds left to go. There's always a few people that actually realize this week that the election is coming up and finally decide to start doing their homework. So for that person who, I'll compare it to a high school student cramming on Sunday night for the test on Monday morning, you've got a lot of information out there on your website that people can still learn who Kevin Hearn is and what he's all about, right?
Yes, it's hearnforcongress.com, H-E-R-N. For Congress.com is the best place to go. It actually shows my video on there that I've been supportive of the president's policy since the moment I launched my campaign March 9, 2017. I haven't wavered from that in building the wall, bringing manufacturing back to America, and putting Americans to work. I've been steadfast in that because I know, just like he knows, is that's the catalyst to get this economy cranking again and removing the dependency on the federal government, which is what we're all looking for. So, again, Charlie, thank you so much. You know, we've got 6 days left. We ask everybody to get out there and really know who the candidate is they want to support. And I just appreciate so much what Bartlesville has done for us and meant to us over this last year.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Good luck to you, and I'll extend that to all candidates for all races. For the voters, they can cast an early ballot starting tomorrow morning at 9. Today is your last day to request an absentee ballot, but again, the process continues. You can cast a ballot tomorrow, Friday or Saturday at the election board office, or, of course, 12-hour period, 7 to 7 on Tuesday. News on the way next on AM 1400 K1. Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-54.